A full house in Glendale, Arizona. It's the final playoff game of Wild Card Weekend in the NFL. The Rams, the Vikings. All right, Rams are going to get it. We just had the flip of the coin. So the Rams are going to get it first. And deep back, they've got Jordan Whittington and Xavier Smith to our right. Vikings kicking off. And Reichert will boot it for Minnesota. It comes to the right. And under the ball and going to a knee after trapping the catch against his chest is the wide receiver, Xavier Smith. It's out to the 30. It's a first and 10. And here comes Matthew Stafford, who in the last three games, and you just touched on this a moment ago, they've won using a lot of components of a very strong offense.
Well, it makes no mistake. This team can throw the football. Matthew Stafford comes into this game number one in the history of the NFL in yards per game in the playoffs, over 300 yards a game. So if they have to lean on number nine, they can lean on him. They just want to be a balanced football team.
Rams blue jerseys, gold pants, blue helmets, first and 10. Stafford under center at his 30. The snap, the fake handoff, the drop back of five, the line drive down the middle, clock 50-yard line. Nakua spins on the hash mark to the 45 of Minnesota. Taken down on the hash mark at the 43 of the Vikings, down the middle of the field. A laser throw, a gain of 28 to Nakua, and a first down for the Rams.
Now they caught him with the perfect play call there by Sean McVay. A little pressure off the edge. Puka Nakua just hooks up at about 15 yards down the field, wide open, and that's what we said. They can throw it, and when they do, he wants to find that guy right there in Puka Nakua.
Rams are moving from our right to our left. In the shotgun, Stafford, 43 of Minnesota. Looks at a three-man front, first down and 10, opening possession of the game. The snap is belt high, and the handoff goes to Kyron Williams. Going up the middle, he is hit by Ivan Pace, a linebacker, as he tried to submarine, give him a gain of about a half yard, nothing more. Second down, long nine for the Rams.
You talked about the first down, first and second down, winning in the run game. Kyron Williams has been incredible down the stretch for this Rams team. He gets the load of the work for Sean McVay. Nice job right there up front, stopping him just to a short game.
Williams remains the back. Stafford walks under center. It's a second down and nine. Viking 42, opening drive. Looking at a three-man front. Now backpedaling in the shotgun, 5 yards away from his center, Limmer. It's a shotgun snap. Second nine, Stafford arching spiral near side. And it's a lunging, falling down catch on the numbers by the tight end, Higbee, at the 19-yard line of Minnesota. He lunged ahead with one hand and grabbed it with his gloved hands. 23-yard pickup. It's a first down for the Rams at the Viking 19.
And a dime by Matthew Stafford. Great coverage by Blake Cashman on Higbee. He was right on top of him, but the seam route drops it over the linebacker, beats the safety. Perfect Matthew Stafford form.
19 in the red zone of the Vikings. Stafford under center. Nakua in motion. It's first and 10. The snap, the spin, the fake handoff, the block by the tight end. A quick throw, Nakua. Short pass to the near side at the 25. He then lunges on the numbers, running on the near side, got back to the line of scrimmage, may have even lost a half yard. Closer to the 20 of the Vikings. It'll be second down and 11.
Well, they will try to get the ball to Puka Nakua as many ways as they can. And the other thing with the Sean McVay offense is they are going to motion. They're going to be motion on just about every play. There, Puka started to the left, motion to the right, motion back to the left before catching that wide receiver screen. They are going to try to mess you up defensively by motioning different guys.
Second down, long 10, short 11, 20 of Minnesota, opening drive, no score, with Stafford in the gun. Receivers in tight, tight end in motion, shotgun snap. Here comes the blitz, short pass, near side, lunging catch, 16-yard line by Higbee, who caught it and then slid on the grass. He had to lunge and dive and got the ball at the 16 of the Vikings, picking up four. And Kurt Warner now third and seven for the Rams deep in Viking territory.
That's a win for the Vikings defense. Bring pressure there. They've got a free hitter on Matthew Stafford. Can't hold the football to throw it down the field. Has to get it out of his hands. Short three-yard gain puts him in third and seven, which is exactly where Brian Flores wants you to be.
It's third down and seven. Stafford is in the gun, head swiveling back and forth as he studies the defense, looks into the nickel. He's got receivers in tight. Nacua in motion. Timeout taken by Stafford. He saw something he didn't like, whether it was his own personnel or the defense he was going to attack. And it's a timeout taken by the L.A. Rams. And here in the Granger broadcast booth in Arizona with Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner, Kevin Harlan. Jody Jackson is on our sideline. Vikings 16, Rams 3rd and 7. Stafford in the gun, 3 wide right. Looks into the nickel, shotgun snap, 5-man rush. Short pass near sideline, caught by Williams, 15. Then knocked out of bounds by Hunter Harrison Smith. On the near sideline at about the 10. At about the 10 of the Vikings. On that short little completion, they pick up 5, and he tried to lunge for the first. It looked like he was short, and now it'll be 4th and 1 after the gain of 6 on the short pass.
Well, this is the way the league's going, right? Fourth and short. Keep the offense out there. We saw Washington do it a number of times last night. You may miss one, but you come back and get the next one, put it into 7 points instead of 6. All the analytics playing out right here, Kevin.
Opening drive, 4th and 1. Rams at the 10 of Minnesota. Under center with 3 tight ends is Stafford. Oh, somebody moves. Flag thrown. Vikings had movement. It's on Minnesota.
You're right. Didn't even look like the Rams were going to snap the ball.
Neutral zone infraction. Defense number 90. That 5-yard penalty will result in a first down.
On the veteran, Jonathan Bullard of the Vikings on their defensive line.
Yeah, they motioned Puka inside as if he was going to lead block. I don't know if that was just to try to draw the defense off sides, but well done by the Rams in their house tonight getting that first penalty.
Kyren Williams is the back by himself. 3 tight ends, 5 of the Vikings. First and goal, Rams. Wide receiver, Nacua in motion. There's the snap and rolling out of the pocket. Stafford catches his arm, throws a pass. Backpedaling, falling down catch. 5 yards deep in the end zone to the running back, Williams. Touchdown, Rams. They've scored first on the game-opening drive. A 70-yard drive punctuated by big passing plays and finish off with a short 5-yard dart thrown by Stafford to his running back to take an early 6-0 lead, Rams over Minnesota.
And a great play design. It's a naked bootleg, so they fake it to Kyren Williams. Matthew Stafford rolls left, and it's Kyren Williams that sneaks through the offensive line into the middle of the field, wide open for the touchdown.
Josh Carney will try the extra point for the Rams to our left. Good snap, ball down, right-footed kick is away, and good. 7-0. A loud and distinctive noise made by the Rams on the opening drive of the game. Nacua caught 1 for 28. Higbee for 19. Then a short 5-yard touchdown pass to the Ram running back Williams. 7-0 L.A. And this is Westwood One's coverage of the NFL playoffs. Now the ensuing kickoff. And we'll have the Rams booting it from right to left. It's end over end. It's out of the end zone to our left and away. Out to the 30-yard line. Touchback. Aaron Jones is the back for quarterback Sam Darnold. Under center. 1st and 10 Vikings. Their own 30. The snap and the handoff to Jones over the right tackle coming to the near side. They swarm him and bring him down for a loss of a yard. Spates and others on the defense for the Rams bring down the Viking running back as he was angling to the near side. Kurt Warner, loss of a yard, back to the 29, 2nd and 11.
Yeah, Jody mentioned them looking fresh. Well, right now, they look fresh. Offense came out, great drive, picture perfect, starting with Matthew Stafford. First snap here on defense, flying around, little tackle for loss.
Vikings in their white jerseys, purple pants, purple helmets. 2nd down 11. Darnold in the gun. Viking 29. Moving left to right. Arms extended. Shotgun snap. They rush 5. Darnold pocket crumbling. He's hit. He's grabbed. He's sacked. Back at the 17. Getting him there. Kobe Turner between the hash marks. No breathing space for Darnold. A sack for the Rams and a loss of 10.
Well, and that's something that he's had a problem with, is holding the football sometimes a little bit too long. Looking to try to get the ball out quick. Doesn't have it. Working to 2 to 3. Find a way to get rid of the football. Holding it too long in the pocket. Now you've got 3rd and 4 ever on your first drive.
Byron Young came in there to help out Turner. Now third and 21 with the sack. It's back to the 19 of the Vikings. Three wide, looking into the nickel. Shotgun snap to Darnold. Here they come off the edge. He moves up and throws a dart to the near side. Jefferson. Belt high catch at the 25. Near side numbers to the 30. He got back to the line of scrimmage and was belted right there by Kinchins and others. And now it is fourth down, and it's three and out, and the Viking offense leaves. The punting unit takes the field, and the Rams stop the Vikings on their first possession.
Well, we've talked a lot about what's been going on this week and all the movement and the fires in L.A., and you wondered how this Rams team would respond. Well, it has been a great start so far on both sides of the ball for the Rams.
Ryan Wright is going to punt for Minnesota. Swings his right leg through. Sends this ball in the dome down the near numbers. Caught at the 14-yard line by Smith. Breaks the tackle, 15. Goes to the middle of the field, the 20. On the hash mark to the 22, and then he's gang tackled right there. No breathing space. And a return of about 8 on a 56-yard punt with a hang of 4-3-8. So we're going to take a break. We're at 8-10 in the first quarter. Short touchdown pass by Stafford. 7-0 Rams. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. A three and out by the Vikings offense. Rams take over their own 22. Here's a pass downfield. It's Stafford with a leaping two-handed helmet eye catch of the 40 by DeMarcus Robinson. Spins and goes to the 45. On the far side numbers, painted on the grass. He's got a first down reception at 23. Another long pass completion and a first down for the Rams.
Almost looked like the exact same play they ran the first play of the game. It was Puka Nacua that hooked up on the numbers about 20 yards down the field. Do the same thing, other direction with Robinson for another big completion.
Under center, the quarterback Stafford, who so far a perfect 7 of 7, 45 of the Rams. Under center with two tight ends, the snap, the fake handoff. He's chased and throws on the run to Higbee, the tight end. Breaks the tackle, far sideline, 45. He goes to the 50, down to the 45-yard line on the far sideline of Minnesota and has a first down. It's a catch and run of 11, another first down for the Rams, who are just buzzsawing their way right through this Minnesota defense. 44 of the Vikings, Rams another first down.
Well, they flipped the script. We talked about how they won down the stretch with their five-game winning streak was so much about running the football. But they've come out here early in this game and said, forget that. Put it in the ball, put it in the hands of number 9 and let him go to work. And he has been incredible. 8 for 8 for almost 100 yards already.
Under center, 44 Minnesota, back to pass and a short drop back after the snap. Stafford with a quick throw, and it's caught by the other tight end, Colby Parkinson. And he has the ball with a catch, belt high grab, down to the 37-yard line of the Vikings, and he picks up 7, setting up 2nd down and 3. Pass completions by Stafford in this game, 28 yards, 19 yards, 23 yards, 11 yards. I mean, he's carving him up right now, and a whistle blows, and a timeout taken on the field with a clock at 6:08 of the first quarter. L.A. has taken another timeout, and Kurt, they only have one remaining. It's a shotgun snap to Stafford, a handoff to Williams over the right tackle, breaks the tackle, 35, runs in the number 30. He breaks the tackle at the 25, spins his way, lost the ball, it's loose at the 20, and Nacua dives on it at the 20-yard line of the Vikings. So Williams had the run, the ball was crowbarred free. It's a 17-yard pickup and another Ram first down.
You talked about Nacua picking up the fumble at the end, but it was because they led him up through the hole, motioned him into what we call the C-gap in between the tight end and the tackle, and he led that play up and was right there behind it as the ball came out and was able to fall on it.
Williams has lost 3 fumbles this season. 1st and 10, Viking 21, Stafford under center, 2 tight ends, gets the snap, fakes the handoff, and he throws a short pass. It's a tight end screen, caught by Higbee, 20, got a block at the 15, runs on the far side on the numbers, and down near a first down at the 11-yard line of Minnesota. And a flag thrown late, very late. It looks like it's on the Rams after the catch and run of 9 by the tight end Higbee, who has come back from incredible medical odds to play this season. Debuted a couple weeks ago in New York against the Jets. John Hussey is our referee.
The play was over. Personal foul, unnecessary roughness, offense number 50. 15-yard penalty, the down counts. 2nd down.
That's on the center, Bo Limmer for the Rams.
Well, Higbee was held up there for a couple seconds, and Limmer comes in at the last second and just hits Van Ginkel. I don't know if it wasn't really late and it wasn't necessarily cheap. I guess he just was more defenseless than anything. He was just trying to spring his guy for a couple extra yards. Unfortunate right there. Maybe drops the top of his helmet. Maybe that's what they saw, but man, big mistake right there after another good play on the tight end screen.
Rams have the fewest offensive penalties of any offense in the NFL coming in. Second and 16 with the penalty. Viking 27. Shotgun formation for Stafford. He gets the snap. Four-man rush. Short throw. It's bobbled and dropped by Nacua on a pass thrown to his shoestrings. He had to bend over like he was picking up a rock off the ground. It was that low. It really hit the grass before it got to him on the near side of the field on the incompletion, and they lose a little bit now. Third and 16.
It's amazing, isn't it? Matthew Stafford's been perfect on every other throw, and then the easiest throw that they have, a little wide receiver screen, he bounces it to him on that play. Probably good that Nacua didn't catch it, though.
Stafford is in the gun. He's 10 of 11 through the air. Stafford at a 27-yard line in Minnesota. Third down, 16. Shotgun snap. Four-man rush. Line drive throw down the middle. It's caught at the 20-yard line by the tight end, Higbee. He's between the hash marks, and he's belted at about the 16-yard line of the Vikings. So they're going to be short. It's fourth and five after the gain of 11 through the air. And here comes the Ram field goal unit to try to tack on three more.
Ah, that one mistake. It's got to be killing Limmer as he goes over to the sideline, knowing, man, they are doing nothing to stop us. We are walking the ball down the field. 15-yard penalty is what cost them the opportunity for another six.
So Josh Cardy is going to try a 34-yard field goal. Ball between the hash marks, down the middle. No wind, we're inside. 34-yard field goal, good snap, ball put down. Right-footed kick is away and good. And the Rams have extended their lead with 4:01 to go in the first quarter, 10-0 over the Vikings. Here's the kickoff by the Rams. It'll be taken in the end zone by the Vikings. Going to an ELB Chandler. It's a touchback to the 30, Kurt Warner. A first and 10 for Darnold and the Vikings, who have had it once, three and out.
Well, and a team that's won 14 games, come into the last game of the year with so much on the line, and they get beat up by Detroit, and you wondered how that would affect them early in this game. Well, so far, once again, physically, it has been the Rams dominating this Minnesota team.
1,000-yard running back, Aaron Jones in the backfield, offset eye, Darnold under center, Viking 30 gets the snap, spins, hands off, Jones up the middle, pries his way by the 30 between the hash mark and over the center to about the 32 on a gain of two, and the Vikings have second down and eight.
Well, and a really young defense for the Rams, but a front seven that they're really excited about. Fisk and Verse and Spates, those guys, all rookies that have played a whole bunch of football, but they are excited about what these guys bring to the table, and they've lived up to the billing so far this year.
They gave him another yard to the 33, second and seven. There under center, Darnold gets the snap. Short pass up the middle, caught by Jones, runs on the hash mark up to about the 39 after the shoulder-high catch. He picks up six, setting up third and one for the Vikings, who trail the Rams 10-0, approaching three to play first quarter.
And a big play right here for this Vikings team, and they need this momentum. They cannot go three and out on back-to-back series.
The breaking huddle here, and they'll be in the shotgun with Sam Darnold, whose 35 touchdowns were number five and his passing yards fifth most. Third and one, shotgun snap. Pass far side, leaping, two-handed, falling down, far sideline grab, Jordan Addison. What a catch, a glove grab above his purple helmet on the far side. Third and one, pick up seven, far sideline throw. It's a first and 10, and they will put the ball at about the 46 of Minnesota.
We talked about that. Was a great catch. Witherspoon is right there and puts his left arm right between both of Addison's hands, trying to knock that football out, but strong hands bringing it down.
Shotgun formation once again, 46. The Vikings have it, first and 10. Moving from left to right, shotgun snap to Darnold. Left tackle block. Darnold set, short pass up the middle. Belt high catch by the fullback, Ham at the 50. On the hash mark to the Ram, 46-yard line. As it went right down the middle, they pick up eight, second down and two. And this is a manageable play. You got to get some yards early on, not to put yourself in trouble.
No doubt. Winning the first down, and now this gives you the opportunity to possibly go back and take a shot if you want, knowing you're going to have third and short once again.
Second down. 1-2, fake handoff, back to pass the quarterback, Darnold, long pass, near sideline, caught, held high, near sideline, 25 and out of bounds goes Jefferson, pelted out of bounds by Quinton Lake, got that ball coming back to the quarterback on a good throw by Darnold to the 24 of the Rams on the near sideline, right in front of the Rams bench, 22-yard pickup, first down Minnesota.
And there's that shot I was talking about, just a high-low, a deep corner route by Jefferson, put somebody in the flat, you've got a high-low on the corner over there, Lake jumps up, nice throw by Sam Darnold over the top to Jefferson.
Best position tonight for the Vikings, who trail 10-0, 24 of the Rams. First down and 10, Darnold in the gun, four wide. Here comes a four-man front with the shotgun snap. He moves up, he's hit, he's sacked again. It's back at the 31 of the Rams. Sacked once again, coming up the middle, and again, Kobe Turner losing 7 on the play. Setting up second and 17, another sack given up by the Viking offensive line.
Well, this is another thing about this front seven of the Rams. They have so many guys that can get after you. Not just one dominant pass rusher. A number of guys have the ability to get to the quarterback, as we see Turner do it right there.
Second down, 17. Vikings getting shut out, 10-0 early. Shotgun snap, Ram 31, line drive throw, belt high catch. Hawkinson, the tight end, twirls after he trapped that ball against his chest at the 25 of the Rams. He was corkscrewed into the grass at the 24, and again, there's no huddling. Third down and 10, Ram 24. Darnold in the gun, three wide, looks into the nickel, arms outstretched. Waiting for the snap. He's got Jones to his right. Receiver goes in motion. Darnold it. There is a timeout.
The first quarter.
And the end of the first quarter. Looked like they're getting the play clock and the quarter clock were like simultaneous, and looked like maybe the Vikings were going to call time, but they got the terrific residual effect of the end of the quarter. But they are moving right now. And down 10-0 to the Rams. Short touchdown pass by Stafford. 34-yard field goal. 10-0 Rams on top of the Vikings. Let's go to the second quarter, and you're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. Third down 10. First play, second quarter. Vikings at the 24 of the Rams. Down 10-0. Darnold in the gun. Shotgun snap. Drops back five. Five-man rush. Pocket crumbles. Short pass. It's caught. 20-yard line. Jefferson trying to curl on the numbers. And he gets down with a dive on the near side of the field to about the 16-yard line of the Rams. He picked up about 8.5 yards on the play. Setting up now. Fourth down and about two. And they're going to go for three and get on the board for the first time.
We talked about how Matthew Stafford started fast. Sam Darnold, 7 for 7 on the night as well. A lot of short throws, but being able to answer that last score by the Rams, hopefully with three right here.
Will Reichert, a rookie, will try a 34-yard field goal for the Vikings to put themselves on the board. There's the kick after a good snap, and it's right through the uprights. Two on left. 34-yard field goal now, 10-3, and the Ram lead is cut to 7. Reichert will approach the ball. Led college football in scoring a season ago. It's end over end. It's 5 yards deep. They'll go to a knee. And Jody Jackson, it's a touchback to the 30-yard line. Down to you on the sideline.
Kevin O'Connell had this to say at the end of the first quarter. He said of that last drive, it was unfortunate to take that sack. He was going to touchdown. As we know, they didn't get that, but he would take the points. They did convert on the kick, thanks to Will Reichert, and he felt confident in taking the points because he said his defense has to settle in. He admitted they got off to a very rough start.
Jody, we thank you. Kyron Williams is the back. He's all pro and a Pro Bowl performer. 1,000-yard rusher, just under 1,300 yards. First and 10, Stafford under center, his own 30, gets the snap. Here comes the rush, and he fumbles the ball. Picked up at the 25, near side 20, 10, sideline 5, touchdown! Vacuumed in by Blake Cashman. The Vikings have scored on a fumble by Stafford. Returned 25 yards by linebacker Blake Cashman. And now Minnesota, an extra point from tying the game.
I think Matthew Stafford is saying that he threw the football, that he flipped it out, knowing that he had Puka Nacua right in front of him and just kind of flipped it.
Well, he did throw it. It's clear he's going down. Grenard was jumping on his back, and as he was hunched over and feet above the grass.
Early on the field is a fumble recovered by the defense. Touchdown.
That's the ruling on the field, but they may challenge. Every score is reviewed, and so will Steve.
The quarterback did, in fact, throw the pass forward. Number 17 was in the area. Therefore, it is an incomplete pass.
By the way, Nacua actually spun around to look like he was going to retrieve that pass. Well, so it was intended for him.
Yeah, they were trying to sneak him from one side to the other, and he got caught up with all the junk in the middle of the offensive line. So it actually helped out that he was sitting right there in front of Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford maybe flipped it, what, 2 yards? Maybe in front of him. Normally would have been at least a penalty there. But with Puka getting caught up, it became an incomplete pass and a huge break for the L.A. Rams.
And by the way, it was a pass. Had it been just about a foot higher, Nacua probably would have caught the ball. We have a 50-50 split. 50% Viking fans here, 50% Ram fans. Second down, 10 after the incompletion. Stafford in the gun. 10-3, Rams holding on to a touchdown lead. In the shotgun, there's the snap, the fake handoff, four-man rush, line drive pass down the near sideline, incomplete. And looking for Demarcus Robinson at the 40-yard line of Minnesota, down the near sideline in front of the Rams bench. Kurt Warner, third down and 10 for the Rams. With about a minute gone here in the second quarter.
I caught Minnesota in man-to-man right there. Had a chance to Robinson on the deep over route. Just a little too deep on the throw right there. But Minnesota's got them where they want them with a third and long situation here. Eyes open for the blitz.
Third down, 10. Ram 30. Moving left to right. Blue jerseys, gold pants. Stafford in the gun. Arms extended. Five-man rush. Drops back to throw. Cocks his arm. Throws a pass. Broken up at the 40. Incomplete. They were looking for Nacua. They were going against the All-Pro, Stephon Gilmore. Longtime veteran, 13 years in the league. Knocked it away on the far side on the numbers. Incomplete. Fourth and 10. Here comes the Rams punting in it.
You mentioned it. Great coverage there. Stephon Gilmore sitting to the outside. Feels the hook of Puka Nacua. Breaks to the inside. Knocks the football away. And again, the defense answers with a big three and out.
Ethan Evans, the punt for the Rams from left to right. Low, very short punt, which is bobbled at the 25 on the near sideline from Brandon Powell. And he and the ball go tumbling out of bounds. Neither in control of themselves. Punt of 46. No return. It is the Vikings ball. It's at the 28-yard line. He muffed it, but it went right out of play. They're going to mark it at the 27. All right, we're early in the second quarter. 10-3 Rams. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. After the Rams punt, 27 of Minnesota, under center Darnold, first and 10, got the snap, hands off to the running back Jones, over the left tackle, he's past the 35, inside the numbers, slithers out past the 39 to the 40 of Minnesota. It's a burst of 13 yards on the play by the 1,000-yard rushing back Aaron Jones, 1,128 yards on the ground, he had a career year.
It looks like Minnesota's starting to settle in on both sides of the ball. Playing good football up front.
Under center Darnold with a couple tight ends. Viking 40. One running back. Two tight ends. Gets the snap. Pitches out to Jones. He gets a tight end block from Hockenson at the 40. Over the right tackle, the 45 and outside the hash mark. Kurt Warner is to the 47-yard line of Minnesota. It's a gain of 8, setting up second down and 2.
And Aaron Jones is one of the guys that I love to pop on the tape every single week, and he's a guy that plays tough. He plays bigger than his size, and he's got the ability and speed to get outside, as you saw on the toss right there, but also run between the tackles, as we saw on the previous play.
Vikings white jerseys, purple pants, purple helmets. Clock ticking, 12:45, first half, 47 in Minnesota. Darnold is under center, second down, 3. Moves a receiver, gets the snap, fakes the handoff, 7-step drop, blitz is on, down he goes, sacked for a third time, Kobe Durant off the edge with impunity, drove and brings him down, 12-yard loss, big sacked by the defense, and it's back to the 35 of Minnesota.
And this is something that Sam Darnold has to get better at. A free hitter coming off the right-hand side, it's right in his face. You got to see it, and you got to find a place to just get rid of the football like Matthew Stafford. The little flip forward to make it incomplete instead of a huge loss with the sack. He's got to know where his outlet is, but too many times holding the football and taking sacks. A lot of negative yards.
Six defensive backs, third and 15. Vikings shotgun snap, their own 35. Darnold back, crumbling pocket, pass up the middle, incomplete. At about the 46-yard line of the Rams, going for Jefferson. Covered on the play by Cam Curl. It's incomplete. It's fourth down. Here comes the Viking punting unit. And Darnold has been sacked every possession tonight. Three sacks. And they've all been by a very effective Ram defense.
Well, and so often when you have a penalty or when you have a sack in a game, it is so tough to score. Percentages are so low when one of those things happen on a drive. You just got to find a way to avoid it and throw the football away if you're Sam Darnold.
Ryan Wright is going to punt for Minnesota from right to left. Arms dangling at the side. There's the snap he was run into. There goes the flag. The punt sent to the five and bouncing into the end zone at the other end of the field. But the flag was thrown. It was a 65-yard punt. Flag where the punt was sent skyward by Ryan Wright of Minnesota.
You almost think if you're the Rams.
Personal foul. Roughing the kicker. Defense number 35. 15-yard penalty. Automatic. First down.
New life for the Vikings here early in the second quarter and down by seven.
Well, I was going to say, I thought it was running into the kicker, and I was going to say, you got fourth and 15. Maybe go try to block it if you're just going to bang into the kicker. But it almost appeared as if he got blocked into the ground and low into the leg of the kicker. That, to me, is tough to call a personal foul when you're getting blocked in that situation.
Now, look where they have it, at the 50-yard line with the 15-yard penalty. And the Vikings are out there, right on the L.A. logo painted on the grass. And Darnold is under center. Where's that purple number 14 on that white Viking jersey? With a back, he's got a first and 10. He gets the snap, and he hands off to Jones, who stutter steps and goes right over the right guard on the hash and dives helmet first to the 48-yard line of the Rams. Shotgun formation, arms extended, shotgun snap, and a quick lateral throw. Caught by Jefferson, 50, and Redwell brought down on the play by Akella Witherspoon. Near side, on the numbers, and he lost about a yard on the play. Make it third down, and about 7.5 to 8 to go. Redwell by the defensive back of L.A.
Does a great job. He's one-on-one with Naylor out there. Dips the shoulder as if he's a pass rusher. Gets underneath the wide receiver, and a great shoestring tackle on Justin Jefferson.
Cam has come in as the running back. Darnold backpedals in the shotgun on the logo. Third down and 8. 48-yard line of the Rams. The Viking quarterback sets up, looks at a five-man front. Shotgun snap, five-man rush. He sets in the pocket, throws a line drive far side. It's picked off on a dive on the far side by Durant on the far sideline. Or did it hit the grass? Did he pick it up over on the side? He did at the 42-yard line. It's an interception thrown by Darnold. Diving pick, far sideline by Kobe Durant of the Rams.
And what we saw last week from the Detroit Lions is getting up in the face of the receivers of the Vikings and challenging them. On that third down is exactly what the Rams did. Tight man-to-man coverage. Darnold leaves the ball inside of Addison and gives an opportunity for the Rams to turn the football over.
It's the first turnover of the game with 10:14 to play in the second quarter. Rams 10-3 over the Vikings. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. Stafford in the gun at his own 42. Sidearm throw, flag thrown. Gets it off to Kyren Williams. Got the ball at the 40. Runs from the far side of the near diagonally. Crosses midfield. Runs to the near sideline. Runs into his own bench. Flag is down, and it's going to be against the Rams. So all of that will be wiped.
Holding. Offense number 77. 10-yard penalty. First down.
And that's on Jackson. That's another penalty. We just finished telling you that this is the least penalized offense in the NFL.
Just trying to watch the replay right here. Not terrible. As soon as Matthew Stafford turns and rolls out of it, though, we see it every week, right, Kevin? As soon as the ball carrier gets outside the offensive tackle, defender tries to move in that direction. You're holding him up under the pads, and it's easy for the officials to see.
Ram 32, first and 20 with the penalty. Stafford in the gun. Receivers in tight. Vikings have four in the secondary. Nacua is in motion. The Ram quarterback gets the low knee-high shotgun snap. He avoids traffic. He throws up the middle, and a diving attempt by Nacua is incomplete between the hash marks right up the middle of the field. At about the 37, it's incomplete. And it's second down and 20 for the Rams, who lead it on a short touchdown pass, 10-3 over the Vikings.
Man, Jody was saying when she talked to Kevin O'Connell at the quarter that the defense needed to settle in. Well, they seem to have settled in. They get a three and out a couple times in a row. Now they're really playing well, getting pressure on Matthew Stafford on about every dropback.
Either way, this defense of the Vikings, number one in interceptions, number one in takeaways. Second down 20, Ram 32, Stafford in the gun. Gets the snap, hands off to Williams, over the left guard, busting by the 35 on the hash mark to about the 37 of the Rams, picking up five, setting up third and 15 with Kurt Warner. I'm Kevin Harlan here in the Granger broadcast booth in Glendale, Arizona. Looks like the Rams are going to now assemble at the line with no huddle on a third and 15. In the shotgun, they're at their own 37. They're moving from left to right. They lead by seven. The right tackle moved early. No yellow. Stafford throws underneath. It's a short pass to the running back, Williams, 35, near sideline, 40, and runs up the near sideline and got out of bounds at about the Ram 42 right in front of their bench, right below us here. Well shy of the first down. It's fourth down, and they're going to bring the punting unit out there for L.A. Ethan Evans will punt. He gets it away with a heavy rush, and it's fielded at the 9, and fair caught right there by the deep back man, Brandon Powell, a former Ram. He got the ball far sideline, looking into the lights and into the roof on a 49-yard punt, but fair caught. The new running back is Cam Akers, a former Ram draft choice. After the Ram punt at the Viking 10, first and 10. Darnold under center. Got the snap, fakes the handoff, rolls to the near side. It's a short pass. It's by Sherfield. He's belted by Lake. Once he caught that ball hip high, he turned on the near sideline at the 10, tackled around the waist at the 11, picks up a yard, second down 9, Viking 11.
Not a lot of big plays so far for the Vikings. And if you come in and you're the Rams defense, it's exactly what you want. Don't make it easy on them. You know they've got a number of playmakers, including Justin Jefferson, that can turn the game very, very quickly. A lot of playmakers. Keep them in front of you. Rams have done a nice job so far.
Clock at 7:45, second quarter, second down 9, shotgun from the 11 of the Vikings. Darnold with his arms extended. Gets the snap, hands off. It goes to Akers, who cuts over the left guard, past the 10, outside the hash, 15, and he's finally tackled around the ankles on the near side of the field at the 17 of the Vikings. Gain of 6, and now Kurt, a 3rd and 3 for Darnold, who through the air is 9 of 11.
Well, in a perfect situation right here for the Rams defense to flip the field. You were talking in the break so much about every little thing counts from playoff time, including field position. If you can pin them back here, a 3 and out inside their 20 gives Matthew Stafford good field position on the other side.
3rd down 3, 17 of the Vikings, 3 wide. Darnold in the gun, looks into the nickel, shotgun snap, 5-man rush, sets in the pocket, lines right, far sideline caught. Far sideline 30, and out of bounds, Hawkinson twirls and stumbles his way to a 1st down, running into his own bench. A gain of 16 on the swirling catch. He's out to the 33 of Minnesota. Good throw by Darnold. 16-yard pickup, 1st down, Minnesota.
Minnesota was in a bunch formation. Rams were playing man-to-man coverage, and Darius Williams thought he was going to cover someone else, which allowed Hawkinson to get good separation on the outside. The ball was left back inside. If he was in tighter coverage, could have been another interception, but got away with one there.
Viking 33. Darnold is under center. He's got an offset eye and a 1st and 10. Down by 7. Got the snap. Pitches out. Akers over the left tackle. Breaks it on the near side. 35-40. Up the near sideline. 45-50. He's down past the 45 in front of the bench on the near sideline to the 41-yard line of the Los Angeles Rams on a 26-yard run. And a terrific run indeed. And a 1st down for Minnesota.
Well, it doesn't matter if it's youth football or the NFL. If you can get to the sideline, there's big plays to be had. Nice job blocking up front. And Akers getting to the sideline for the big play.
From the 41 of the Rams, back to pass goes Darnold. First and 10, throws outside, caught by Josh Oliver with a two-handed helmet-high grab facing his quarterback. The ball is loose. They say it's a fumble. The Rams are pointing. Now the officials are pointing. It's another turnover. A second turnover by Minnesota. As the catch by the tight end Oliver on the far side of the field at about the 35, and he was hit, and the ball was crowbarred free. It fell on the ground, and the Rams have gotten it, Kurt.
This is going to be really, really close. Oliver fighting for extra yards, and his left knee hits the ground, and it's really tough to tell, did the ball come out yet or not? I actually think they're going to overturn this and give it back to Minnesota.
They reviewed it, Kurt.
They did, and flipped it around just like we thought. That left knee just touched down before somebody got in there and punched that ball out.
So it's a gain of five and a second and five. Vikings retain it. 36-yard line of the Rams. Under center, the quarterback, Darnold, got the snap, spins and hands off. It goes to Akers, running laterally, tried to stiff arm his way, could not jar himself free of the defense. And on the play, loses three, running laterally to the near sideline and toward the Ram bench. So now a loss of three. It's third and eight for the Vikings. Our clock is at 5:15, ticking in the second, and the Rams lead by seven.
Well, long field goal range, if in field goal range at this point. So big play right here for both sides.
Fullback C.J. Ham is in. Darnold will be in the gun. Left foot ahead of his right. Third down seven at the 38 of the Rams. The Viking quarterback has three receivers to the far side. And he gets the shotgun snap, and he gets a block from Ham, and he sets up. He's hit. He fumbled the ball. And it's picked up on the play. It's Jared Verse at the 50, near sideline 40. Foot race to the 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown, Rams! Darnold fumbled the ball. The Rams linebacker picked it up. 57-yard fumble return touchdown.
And once again, it was handling the pressure. Great timed pressure by the Rams coming from different places. Free hitter, he's oblivious to the pressure on the backside. Holding the football, knocks it out. And a great job by the young rookie to scoop it up and score.
And it was a big hit by Witherspoon. 57-yard fumble return touchdown by Verse. One of the best young players in the NFL. Extra point by the Rams is up and in. What a play. 4:35 to go in the first half. Rams 17-3 over the Vikings. Short Stafford touchdown pass. Two turnovers by the Vikings. And a fumble return of 57 yards for a Ram TD. Timeout in the field. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. The Rams kickoff after the defensive touchdown is out of the end zone. And it will be a touchback. Darnold under center. After he fumbled the ball moments ago at his 30, gets the snap, hands off. Jones over the left guard, up the middle, between the hash marks to the 33, and a gain of three. It'll be second down and seven for the Vikings, who Kurt Warner have turned the ball over twice.
Well, I'm going to go back to that last turnover. What Minnesota did was they chipped Hockenson on Witherspoon on the edge, but then he chipped him, and then he went out in a pass route. Nobody was responsible for Witherspoon coming off the edge. He's the one that forced the fumble. I just don't understand how you chip a guy and then let him go if you know no one else is responsible for him. Sam Darnold never saw him and led to the fumble six.
Second down, seven. Darnold in the gun, gets the snap. He looks right, no. Backpedals, moves left, cuts right, dances, hit, sack, a fourth sack. Byron Young got him that time. No place to run, no place to hide. Four Ram first half sacks of Darnold. They lose on the play, seven. Ball back to the Viking 26.
again, you just can't take these negative plays. Holding the football, find a way to get rid of it or take off and run. Too many of these have really been on either coverage sacks or Sam Darnold holding the football too long. And it's hurting his team.
Darnold in the gun, looks into six defensive backs, his own 26, third and 14, shotgun snap, five-man rush, moves up, cocks his arm, throws on the run, low, diving catch on the numbers, and it's made there by Jefferson, and it looks like he's got the first down to the 42-yard line of Minnesota. He picks up 17, and it's a first and 10 for the Vikings.
Now a way to make up for it, stepping up in the pocket, finding the window, and then drilling Justin Jefferson between two Rams defenders. Perfect throw. Nice job going down low to make the catch by Jefferson.
Darnold in the gun again. Two turnovers for the Vikings. First down and 10, Viking 42. Darnold in the gun, looks at a four-man front. Arms extended, shotgun snap, handoff goes to Jones, over the left tackle and on the hash into the 45 of Minnesota. He picks up three, second down and seven for the Vikings, clock ticking 2:19, first half.
On a big drive right here, have that 6 points given up here. You got to find a way to get points on the board, and we always talk about doubling up, right, Kevin? If you can get points on the board, knowing you get the ball out of the second half, you're right back in this thing.
45 of the Vikings, second down seven, Darnold in the gun, and the two-minute warning is here. 45-yard line, two-minute warning of the first half, second, seven, short pass. It's bobbled and dropped by the running back, and a lateral short throw by Darnold to his running back, Aaron Jones. It's incomplete. It's third and seven, 17-3, Rams on top with two Darnold turnovers in the first half.
Well, you're feeling pretty good for Minnesota, but now this is a huge play right here, third down, not only to keep your drive going, but not to give the ball back to Matthew Stafford with plenty of time on the clock.
From the Viking 35, third down seven, inside the two-minute warning, with the quarterback Darnold in the gun. Looks in his six defensive back, shotgun snap, four-man rush, line drive throw, caught by Hawkinson, right on the painted numbers at the 50 on the far side of the field. Belted there, got five, setting up fourth and two in the offense of the Vikings, staying on the field.
No way. No way they are going to run a play on fourth and two from the 50-yard line with a minute and a half to go.
Fourth and two, right at the 50 on the painted LA logo. Shotgun snap to Darnold, sets in the pocket, the rush is there, grab and sack! Sack for a fifth time! Kobe Turner for his second! Down goes Darnold! It's back at the 39-yard line, tackled in the middle of the field, losing 16 yards, and your fear came true. Rams will take over at the Viking 39.
Wow, I can't even believe it. In huge games like this, everything matters. Play the field position game. Do not give them anything easy. And there was no one open on the back end for Sam Darnold. Man, I can't believe Kevin O'Connell just made that decision. I know analytics are telling us go for it more on fourth down. But I tell you what, that to me was a huge, huge mistake.
Three sacks in the last eight snaps by that defense. First and 10, 39, shotgun snap to Stafford. Hands off to the running back, Williams. Runs to the far side of the field laterally and wheels his way to the 30 on a gain of nine. Angling to the far sideline, blockers ahead. And it's now second down and one at the 30 of Minnesota for the Rams. A player down for Minnesota. Our first half clock at 1:08 and a 17-3 Rams lead on a defensive touchdown, a 57-yard fumble return, and a 5-yard touchdown pass by Stafford.
Puka Nacua also limping over to the sideline after that play. But I'm kind of speechless right now.
Well, there's a player down for the Vikings, and he's got most of his defensive teammates around him, circling him on a knee, so it must be something pretty serious.
Let's just hope not. Let's hope that bounce back up. But I'm dumbfounded here that Kevin O'Connell went for that on his own side of the field.
Metellus, he's up, which is good. Second down, one. Ball at the 30. And the Rams will get the snap off to Stafford, who hands off to Kyren Williams, who cradles the ball with both arms and goes right over the guard to the 25. He picks up five on second down and one. It's a first down, 25 Minnesota. It's Stafford in the shotgun formation. With 49 seconds to go in the half, they bring the blitz, and he throws a pass to the near sideline, incomplete on a dive. At the 20, going for Davis Allen, one of his four tight ends. Incomplete, second and 10 for the Rams. Clock at 45 seconds here in the first half.
And remember, too, the Rams used two timeouts early in the first quarter, so only one timeout left here, so they can't really open up the entire playbook to what they want to do.
25-yard line of Minnesota. Rams have it second down and 10 and a 14-point lead. Stafford is in the gun by himself. Five wide, shotgun snap. It's a quick throw. Nacua on the near side. 25, breaks the tackle. 20 on the near sideline. He backpedals into a defender, pushes him backwards, takes it inside the 15, and he's down to the 13-yard line of Minnesota.
But did not get out of bounds right
nope,
there. They've
got to
hustle and probably clock this here. Not enough plays left.
He gets a first down to the 13-yard line of the Vikings. Shotgun snap to Stafford on first and 10. Sidearm throw at the 10. Caught, spinning, past the 5, in for the touchdown. Davis Allen caught that ball outside the hash mark on a spin. The belt high grab and the run and a touchdown for the Rams. A 13-yard strike. Their defense set it up as they began at the 39 of Minnesota. And Stafford smelled blood. His second touchdown pass and a 23-3 lead just before halftime for the Rams.
Well, Minnesota with the all-out blitz. Nobody covered the big tight end. Great job by Matthew Stafford to beat the pressure, find the open guy, and get the touchdown.
Cardi will try the extra point for L.A. Snap is down, kick is away, and it's good. 15 seconds to play in the first half, and the Rams lead Minnesota 24-3. Here's the ensuing kickoff. It's taken at the 5, the 10, up the middle, 15-20. Running with the ball, and the play right there is the running back, Ty Chandler, and he's tackled at the 23-yard line. Of the Vikings, and here they go. Vikings with three timeouts. 11 seconds to play in the half. And trailing Kurt Warner by 21.
I mean, he just gifted the Rams 7 points right there. Man, I know you get the ball out of the half, but man, that is going to be tough to come back from.
Vikings will go to an E, run out the clock, and halftime is here. A defensive touchdown. 57-yard fumble return touchdown by Verse. Two short touchdown passes by Stafford. Two turnovers by Sam Darnold. A fumble and an interception. The Viking quarterback struggling in the first half. And at halftime, the Rams 24-3 over Minnesota. Ethan Evans will kick off for the Rams to our left. It's about 8 yards deep in the end zone. It's caught. They go to a knee with Akers. Out to the 30, Jody, as we send it down to you on the sideline.
Yeah, guys, just heard from Sean McVay. He said the turnovers were huge. Defense made some big plays, but he reiterated, as he did before this game, that the Vikings are explosive and dangerous. So this defense is going to be ready for whatever the Vikings can bring here in the second half.
Well, that's a good point, because the Viking offense has the second most explosive plays this season in the NFL.
Well, that's how they're built, but you got to hold the football to get explosive plays most times, and they're struggling when Sam Darnold is holding the football.
It's a shotgun snap from the Viking 30 on first and 10 with a short pass, and it's incomplete. Backpedaling was Darnold, pressured once again through a lateral throw out of the backfield. Short little swing pass, incomplete, second and 10 for the Vikings.
Well, pressure quick again, just having to throw the ball. It looked like they were trying to set up a quick screen. Just had to throw the ball into the ground. Just not looking sharp, this Minnesota team.
Vikings white jerseys, purple pants, moving left to right here in the third. Shotgun snap for second down and 10 from the 30. Crumbling pocket hit as he throws. Wobbly throw. Caught with a leap inside the numbers. 45-yard line and grab right there by Jordan Addison. Sandwiched between two defensive backs of the Rams. Left high, trapped the ball against his chest. Hit the grass. First down. 45-yard line of Minnesota for the Vikings.
Wow. That was a dangerous Ooh. Throw. Couple bodies of the Rams. The ball kind of comes flailing out of there. But finds the number 3 of Addison as he catches it in traffic. for the big play.
Vikings have the number 12 offense, ninth in scoring, first and 10, offset eye, Darnold under center, Viking 45. The snap, the pitch, Jones blocked from him, the fullback runs over the left tackle, 45, and he's out to the 50. Angling to the far sideline, Kurt, gain of 5, second 5 for Minnesota.
Well, and, you know, that was a tight throw that he made to Addison, but it sets him up in good field position here. Nice run there. Second and 5. He got some things going here. Good decisions, no negative plays, and put points on the board.
Right on the logo, 50-yard line. Darnold in under center. Second down, 5, got the snap. Hit as he throws. Brings the ball back in. Moves to his right. Throws a short pass near sideline. Incomplete for Johnny Munt, the former Ram, current Viking tight end. A pass thrown low to the near sideline. It'll be 3rd and 5 for Minnesota.
Well, there was pressure again. Sam Darnold looked as if he was going to throw it. Aaron Young was right there with his right hand, and somehow he missed the right arm of Sam Darnold, able to pull it back, and then just misses the short throw to the outside.
I mean, 6 sacks in the first half by that Ram defense.
It's crazy. Wow. All those young guys, they got so many guys that can come after you.
50-yard line for the Vikings, 3rd and 5, shotgun snap, left tackle block. He's looking and throws a line drive down the middle, incomplete, and looking for Naylor at the 35-yard line of the Rams on the hash mark. Right down the middle. Ball whistles, incomplete. 4th down, here comes the punting unit for Minnesota.
Well, and he had him open. Little inside dig route crossing the field, and there was a huge window right there, and he just left it 3 yards back behind him. This has not been the best 2-game stretch of Sam Darnold's year, that's for sure.
Ryan Wright punting for the Vikings. It's high, it's end over end, it's the far sideline, and it's well out of bounds. But somewhere inside the 20 is the official on that far sideline, runs up and tries to mark it, and does at the 17 of the Rams. So it was a punt of 33 yards. There's a timeout on the field in 13:32 in the third. Rams have scored an offense and defense and lead it 24-3. This is Westwood One's coverage of the NFL playoffs. Stafford is in the gun at his 23. Blue jerseys, gold pants, tight end in motion, shotgun snap, handoff Williams, and brought down by Pace, who came right through that offensive line and brings down the Rams running back, who is going over the tackle. A loss of 3 back to the 20.
Well, that's the kind of stuff you need from the defense. Offense is struggling. We saw the Rams defense come up with some big plays for their offense in the first half. You have to feel like Brian Flores and company have to come after Matthew Stafford and try to create some negative plays if they're going to get back into this thing.
Ram 20 shotgun formation for Stafford. He's got Nacua in motion. Shotgun snap. Hand off Williams. Over the right tackle. The 20 outside the hash mark to the 25 and runs near the Ram 28-yard line with some good blocking ahead. And he picks up 8, setting up 3rd down and 5. Remember this Viking defense, number 1 in interceptions, number 1 in takeaways, number 4, Kurt Warner, in sacks defensively.
Yeah, I mean, they've got all the tools, and they've done it all year long. They just have to find a way, and you're just looking for that one guy to step up and make that one play, change the momentum, and maybe turn the tides for your offense.
Ram 28, shotgun for Stafford, 3rd down 6. Looks into 5 defensive backs, arms outstretched, shotgun snap, back to pass Stafford, 5-man rush, pass to Nacua, far sideline, caught it, belt high, spins on the far sideline, works on Gilmore, and has got a 1st down. He's out to the 33, got that ball, almost crouching, Puka Nacua, got 5 on 3rd and 5, 1st down, L.A.
Well, and you can't make it easy like that. You're playing that far off Stephon Gilmore against Puka Nacua. You got to make him be more perfect. That was just too easy. You're playing 8-10 yards off. Give him a 5-yard hitch. He turns the corner, gets the 1st down. You've got to challenge them and make them be perfect, and that's how mistakes happen.
From the 33-yard line, under center Stafford, quick throw on 1st and 10, crossing pattern, caught on a dive at the 45 on the numbers, and grabbed by the tight end, Hunter Long. Got it, literally dove on the grass. 45-yard line of the Rams. He picks up 13 on that 1st down throw by Stafford. A crumbling pocket, good-looking throw, 1st down Rams, and they're out just beyond their 45.
And a great decision by Matthew Stafford to get this out. I actually think he was throwing this to somebody else. Just watching his eyes. His eyes were only on the right-hand side. And the tight end came all the way from the left. Maybe he just knew he was going to be there, but just beats the pressure and gets the big play.
Ram 46, first and 10. Shotgun snap to Stafford. Handoff goes to Williams. Comes to the near side of the field. Wanted to cut. Ran laterally and got a yard. Got out to the 47-yard line of L.A. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. Coast to coast and around the world, this is Westwood One. Your home for the NFL playoffs and Super Bowl 59.
Hammer down.
WASK Lafayette is 101.7 The Hammer, Lafayette's sports station.
Stafford through the air, 16-22, two touchdown passes, 172 at his own 47, second down 9, shotgun snap, here comes the blitz, there goes the throw, near sideline incomplete, whistling over the head of Nacua on the near sideline, it went into the Rams bench, incomplete at the 45 of Minnesota, it's 3rd and 9 for L.A.
Well, they're at least trying to force the issue up front. They are bringing pressure almost every snap. That was a missed opportunity right there by Matthew Stafford. Had Puka Nacua on the quick out over to the left and just overshot him. I tell you what, Kevin, have we even heard Cooper Kupp's name?
No.
All night long?
Isn't that weird?
I mean, I don't even know if he's been targeted yet.
And 67 receptions. He has not been targeted. You're right. 3rd down 9. Rams at the 47. Kupp is in motion. Shotgun snap goes to Stafford. 6-man rush. Arching spiral. Far side for Kupp. Backpedaling. Falling down. Catch on the sideline. What a grab by Kupp. What a throw by Stafford. Down he goes. On the far sideline. Viking 24. A gain of 29. And just as you called Kupp's name, he comes up with a huge play.
That's how you do a broadcast.
Yes.
Just knew it. I knew the time was coming. One-on-one, the fade to the outside. The ball was well underthrown, but a great adjustment by Cooper Kupp to come back and dig it out of the turf.
Looks like we've got a timeout on the field. L.A. is going to take it. 9:20 to play here in the third. Rams moving again. 24 of the Vikings and a quick handoff on that quick snap. And there's a fumble on the play as the running back Williams was hit and is slow to get up. Vikings say they have it, but that's not what the officials are saying. As Williams is very slow, the running back of the Rams, to get up. If they called a fumble or not, they lose 2 yards on the play. Down by contact. His knee was down. Then the ball came out. But I think he let go of the ball because he was in such pain.
Yeah, he got twisted up with his knees, kind of going in the wrong direction. And you see it all the time, right? The pain, because like, I get rid of this football and try to get my knee out of there. But it was after he had been contacted on the ground.
Vikings are going to challenge it. They think it was a fumble.
It was close.
Minnesota is challenging the ruling on the field that the runner was down by contact. Timeout.
Yeah, he was down. I think he had the ball. His bottom was on the grass, then his knee, then the ball came free. Blake Corum, by the way, the rookie out of Michigan, injured and out.
As I tell you what, that's really close when the ball starts to move, Kev. And I assume if you're Minnesota,
oh, you know what?
You're kind of like, hey, we got to take the shot, right? I mean, we're down 3 touchdowns. We got to try anything, but that was a little closer than I think.
I think you're right. I would agree with you.
The runner's shin was down by contact prior to the ball coming out. This will be deemed an unsuccessful challenge for Minnesota. We will charge them a timeout.
So they ruled it no fumble. His shin, as you heard, was on the grass and down. Now, Kyren Williams is not in there. They've got the backup running back, Ronnie Rivers, out of Fresno State, which I heard just signed a big-time quarterback today. Come on, you got to jump
they
on
did.
That.
They did. You're they right. Did. Elijah Warner, big-time quarterback.
From the 26, Rams with their quarterback, Stafford under center, wears that gold number 9 on that blue jersey, 2nd down 12. And he has the handoff on a jet sweep. Nacua comes to the near side, 30, cuts on the sideline, 25, and he's down to about the Viking 20, 19-yard line, maybe. It was a good-looking run. And Nacua picks up seven on the play at the 19 of the Vikings is where he is taken down. Third and five coming up.
It is fun to watch Puka Nacua play, right? Yeah. Not the fastest guy, isn't the quickest guy, but just a football player. He's tough to bring down. He's shifty in space, make a guy miss, run over a couple guys, make it a five-yard game.
19 of the Vikings, Rams third and five. Quarterback Stafford in the gun, two touchdown passes tonight. They rush four. Stafford crumbling pocket, grabbed by Van Ginkle and sacked. Sacked about the 27-yard line of Minnesota. So it'll be fourth down. They bring out the field goal unit, and they'll try to tack on three more with the clock ticking at 7:50 here in the third. Losing 7 yards right there.
I thought he had the quick out to the left. He didn't like it. Tight coverage. Decided to try to work back to the right, but not enough time. Van Ginkle, great job with the spin move to be right on top of Stafford as he's working through his progressions.
So here is a field goal of 44 yards. Josh Carty will try it. No wind, indoors, on grass, ball put down, right-footed kick is up, and it is good. A 44-yard field goal by the Rams. And they extend their lead over Minnesota here in the middle of the third quarter, 27-3. And the kickoff is taken at the goal line, and it's grabbed right there by the running back Ty Chandler by the 25 sideline, 30, a block at the 35 and a broken tackle. And he takes it up that far sideline with a nice return. And here comes Matt Darnold. The ball will be at the 38-yard line of the Vikings. They'll have it. Kurt Warner, first and 10.
Well, I mean, there's no time to waste now. You have got to pull out the best you've got. You've got to put a drive together right here. And I don't know if you can even settle for three at this point. I almost start to wonder, you get past the 50, is it all fourth down territory moving forward?
Darnold with two turnovers tonight, a fumble and a pick from his own 38 in the gun. And down by 24, first and 10, got the shotgun snap, hands off to Jones over the left tackle and on the hash mark, brought down at the Viking 43. Tackle down the hip, got five, second down and five for Minnesota.
Well, and I like the play call right there. You can't get away completely from running the football, right? Still a quarter and a half. Stranger things have definitely happened with less time on the clock, 27-3. So you don't have to panic, but you just got to start making some plays if you're Sam Darnold.
Darnold will be under center. Is Viking 43. Second down and five. One back, receiver in motion, got the snap, drops back seven, got a block from the left tackle, winds up, long pass, far sideline, incomplete. Far sideline, 20, looking for the lunging Justin Jefferson, who is doing hand-to-hand combat with Witherspoon. Down that far sideline, incomplete, 20 of the Rams. Third and five coming up from Minnesota.
Just great deep corner route, great coverage by Witherspoon right there, running stride for stride with Justin Jefferson. Just no space to put the football in there. And I know everybody begging for a call, but that was just perfect coverage by Witherspoon.
Vikings with their largest deficit of the season, down by 24, middle of the third, third and five at their own 43. Shotgun snap, four-man rush, line drive throw up the middle, caught in stride, 45 on the hash to the 43, and then tackled as Naylor at the 42-yard line of the Rams, right over the middle it went. It's a gain of 14, a first down for Minnesota.
Perfect timing, perfect throw in between defenders for the first down. And, you know, with 27-3 on the scoreboard, Kevin, how many times do you think teams now just say, hey, Tom Brady came back from 28-6?
Yes.
Like, how many times is that used in football, no matter how far you fall behind? Hey, Tom Brady did it in the Super Bowl. We can do it.
That's what they got to do. First and 10, 43 of the Rams. Shotgun snap to Darnold. Backpedals, little sidearm throw, and it's incomplete. On a lateral pass out of the backfield, looking for a short completion to Jones. Out of his reach, bad throw, incomplete. Second and 10, Vikings. I mean, that was a bad throw.
It was. Another design screen to the running back. And it just missed it by 3 yards. And we've seen that a couple times, just on easy throws. Ability to slow, settle your body down, and just flip the ball out in front of your guy. And this is kind of where Sam Darnold's been the last couple weeks, just missing some throws that he's made all year long.
Second down, 10. 43 of the Rams. Vikings have it. Trailing by 24 here in the third. Shotgun snap to Darnold. Five-man rush. Steps up. Throws a pass. And a belt-high drop. And a flag thrown at the 25-yard line. Looking for Aaron Jones, who is cracked as he was trying to make a belt-high squatting catch at the 25-yard line. Along the numbers.
Prior to the pass. Holding defense number 14. That five-yard penalty will be enforced from the previous spot. Automatic first down.
On Kobe Durant in the secondary for L.A.
Well, not very often do you see running backs run deep over routes, but I guess that speaks to the play skill of Aaron Jones. He is so good and so versatile as a pass catcher. You're throwing a 20-yard over route to him right there. And then fortunate to get that holding penalty on Durant.
Now to the 38-yard line of the Rams. Minnesota first and 10. Running back is Akers. Shotgun snap to Darnold. Moves to his left. Avoids the rush. Runs to the far sideline. 40. Throws on the run. Bobbling. Spinning catch by Naylor. And twirls out of bounds. But he gets the first down as he is near the 26-yard line of the Rams. Got it on that far sideline. Went spinning into his own bench. He picks up 12. It's a first down for Minnesota. And now no huddle. Second catch on this drive by Naylor. First down and 10. 26 of the Rams. Darnold in the gun. Left tackle block after the snap. He gets another block up the middle. He throws a pass. Caught Hawkinson 20. Broke a tackle 15. 10. 5. Touchdown. Angling to the far pylon. A 26-yard catch and run by the Viking tight end. And Minnesota gets their first touchdown pass tonight from quarterback Sam Darnold. And it goes to his tight end.
And what we say is it always starts with one, right? You can't get back into it if you don't get one. Not a very good throw by Sam Darnold. Left way on the back hip of Hawkinson, but the big fella does a great job of not only catching it, but staying on his feet, spinning, and diving into the end zone.
Naylor had a couple big catches on that drive of 14 and 12. Here is a player who is shaking up. That is Witherspoon in the secondary for the Rams. He's got a couple of athletic trainers under each arm. He takes off his helmet and walking to the near sideline for the Rams. Right below us here. Now, the Vikings are keeping their offense. Kurt Warner on the field. They're going to go for two.
Well, everybody holds a chart on the sideline. Whatever that chart says, I don't know. So big spread right now. I can't do that math in my head, Kevin, but something on the chart says, hey, we got to try to get to 11 here. Keep us down two touchdowns and only 16 points.
Shotgun snap to Darnold, and they try for two. It's caught by Jefferson on the sideline right below us, and Lake jumped around his waist and brings him down to the four. So they did not get the two-point conversion, and our new score with 5:05 to go in the third, Rams 27-9 over the Minnesota Vikings, showing some life on that drive. Let's step aside. We're in the third, 5:05 to go, and you're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. Vikings will kick off after the touchdown pass to the tight end. It's retrieved in the end zone on the kickoff by the Rams on a knee. Dan Smith has it. It'll be a first and 10. They'll go out to the 30-yard line. It is a first and 10 for Stafford. Through the air, 17-24, 201, two touchdowns and no picks. He gets the snap, fakes the handoff, and he throws a short pass, and it goes to his tight end, and that's Parkinson with a belt-high grab on the hash at the 35 and tackled around the ankles at about the 37 of the Rams, and he picks up 8. Kurt Warner, second down and 2 for the Rams. We've got 4:45, third quarter, and a two-score lead by L.A.
Well, the Rams love to run the naked bootleg. On a naked bootleg, you're usually going to have a flat route, a cross route, maybe a deep corner. And a lot of teams run what we call a trail, a tight end that blocks the edge and then just kind of trails everything. Matthew Stafford does a great job when he doesn't have something quick of finding that trail route as he did on that last play for a nice 7-yard gain.
Williams the back, 37 of the Rams, second down 3 under center Stafford. Hands off to Williams over the left tackle and nudges his way outside the hash mark to the 40. He gets a first down on that second and 3, gain of 4. It's first and 10 for the Rams. We're approaching 4 to play, clock ticking in the third.
Well, and if you're the Rams, right, that the biggest thing here is just keep chunking away and getting first downs, using the clock. get this thing into the fourth quarter up by three scores, feeling pretty good about yourself. So you don't have to do anything crazy. You don't have to put the ball in harm's way. Good, smart football. Have to feel like they're going to start running the football a little bit more than they did early in the game.
Stafford under center, his own 41, first and 10, got the snap, fake the handoff, got a block from the running back, throws a wobbly pass down the near side, caught, backpedaling, catch at the 20, bobbled in, dropped by Long. Had it, when he hit the deck, hit the grass, it popped away. Looked like he was going to get a nice backpedaling, falling down, catch down the near sideline, incomplete, second and 10.
Well, just really good coverage. The ball was a little bit underthrown because Long had beat Harrison Smith down the sideline, but he had to reach back for the football. And Harrison Smith, the savvy veteran, does a great job of getting both of his hands up under the chin of the tight end and just pulling the football away at the last second.
Rivers the back, 41 of the Rams, second down 10, Stafford in the gun, four-man front, shotgun snap, and Stafford runs it himself and then tackled from behind. Zach Bernard, I got him. No, Cashman got him on the back and brings him down, and they get a yard on that one. Third down and 9 for the Rams. And our clock here in the third ticking at 3:15. The NFL playoffs continue next weekend with a divisional round presented by Intuit TurboTax. Catch 2 days of playoff football this Saturday and Sunday. Watch.nfl.com for the full schedule. And, of course, dial in to Westwood One. Third down 10, 41 of the Rams. Empty backfield, 5 wide, looking into 5 defensive backs. Shotgun snap goes to Stafford. Backpedals and throws to Nacua. And he is grabbed at the 40 and taken down on the numbers. His forward progress took him to about the 42. He was wearing or had like a white shirt underneath that blue jersey, and someone grabbed it, and Nacua kept running, and it kept unraveling, and there was just like this long string. It looked like a leash.
It was about 7 yards long.
But that's the only way they could bring him down. It's 4th and 9, punting unit out there for the Rams, and the punt coming from Ethan Evans. And he'll send this ball down the near sideline. It lands at the 5 and out of bounds. It could be a beautifully placed punt. It is at the 4. What a punt by the Rams. Ethan Evans down the near sideline. A perfectly placed 54-yard punt.
That reminded me of you when you're taking your dog for a walk and he just takes off running. And you're just holding on for dear life as he's about a block and a half away.
Yeah, good. I like that. Good. That's a nice visual in the mind. 2:07 to go here in the third quarter. 27-9. It's the Rams on top of the Vikings, and you're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. From the 4, Darnold got the snap and pitches out, and it goes to Jones, who runs laterally on the 5, angling to the far sideline, got to the 6, and picks up 2. Second down and 8, Vikings trail 27-9.
All right, so you're thinking right about now, if you're Minnesota, hey, there's still 2 minutes left in the fourth. We got a long way to go. I know we need 3 scores, but hey, let's just put another drive together like the last one. Put 7 on the board, and we're in good shape here.
Shotgun snap to Darnold. Falls 2 yards deep in the end zone. Throws to Addison. Far side. Gloved, helmet high catch. Far sideline, shy of the first. He gets out to about the 13. He's got 2 to go, so it's 3rd and 2. And on the play, he picks up about 7 yards. Make it 3rd and 1.
And Akello Witherspoon has been playing some really good defense tonight. Went out with that thigh injury, as Jody said, doubtful to return. Something to pay attention to on that back end.
Breaking huddle, the Vikings at their own 13, 3rd and 1, with a minute to go in the third. Trailing 27-9. Darnold under center, got the snap, quarterback sneak right over the center on the hash to the 15, and they move the chains, and a first down for Minnesota on a gain of 2. From the Viking 15, handoff to Jones over the right side and stoned right there by Bates and others. No gain on the play. Running over the right tackle. Second down 10. Vikings will stay at their 15.
You know, I was thinking about that when I was listening to you read a number of the spots throughout the night. And I'm thinking, God, our sponsors are at the point where they're thinking, am I going to ask Kevin to do this for me next year or not? Huh? As the same way Minnesota's asking whether they're going to sign up Sam Darnold for next year or not. You're so good at what you do that I know our sponsors are saying, we got to get him back for next year. And I'm just wondering if Minnesota's saying the same thing about Sam Darnold. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see the correlation there?
I do. And I thank you for that.
You've had a great season.
And my family and my grandchildren, we all thank you for the thank you.
You've had a great season reading those cards and killing it with those spots. I know our sponsors are thinking that exact same thing. Like, how much are we going to have to pay Kevin next year?
Really? Are they saying that?
They are. You know any better. You're great. And now Minnesota's saying, how much do we have to pay Sam Darnold?
What are they going
to
do? Let's talk about the post game, okay?
It's going to be interesting.
Third quarter is in the books. 27-9. Rams lead. They've scored on offense and defense. Stafford, two short touchdown passes. Let's go to the fourth. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. Shotgun snap to Darnold, rolls out of the pocket, sets at the 5, pressured, running for his life, breaks a tackle, 15, breaks a tackle, 20, goes inside the numbers, 25, 30, a flag is thrown as he works his way to the 32 of Minnesota. But there's a Viking lineman down, there's a Ram defender down. The Viking lineman is the right tackle, Brian O'Neill, who has had a terrific season at that right tackle. He's only allowed 2 sacks all year.
As the quarterback was sliding, personal foul, unnecessary rough.
Wow.
Defense, number 26. Contact to the head area of the quarterback. 15 yards. Automatic first down.
On top of the 17-yard run.
That's their third personal foul on the night. Now, this one was tough, though. I thought Sam Darnold went into a slide really, really late here, and it's always tough when that happens for a defender because it looks like he's running. He wasn't giving up. Turns the corner and he goes, and then at the last second,
I agree,
he goes down. I don't know. That was a tough one for Kitchens on the other end.
So the Viking medical staff is out there. The down lineman, the right tackle, is at the 1-yard line, just off the goal line and on his back, and he's surrounded by athletic trainer. Looks like they're going to hoist him, though, to his feet, and that is good news. We're going to take a break. 27-9. Rams on top of the Vikings, just underway in the fourth, and this is Westwood One's coverage of the NFL playoffs. So the right tackle, O'Neill, left. And under his own power, in is Questenberry to take his place. With the penalty, 47 of the Vikings. Shotgun snap to Darnold, first and 10. Line drive pass near sideline. Leaping attempt on the 25-yard line. Incomplete. They were looking downfield for the electric Jordan Addison, who leapt high, and he could not lasso that pass. Down the near sideline, 25 for the Rams. Second down and 10 for Minnesota.
Oh, they had a shot there, too. Just about 3 inches too high.
Wow.
Off the fingertips of Addison. Man, had a chance for another big play.
What a great effort.
It was. He's a heck of a football player. I know he gets lost sometimes because Justin Jefferson is so dynamic, but, man, he is a really, really good number two.
Darnold with 2 turnovers at his own 47. Shotgun snap on second and 10. Hand off to Jones. He spins by a defender. He's on the hash past the 50 over the left tackle and tackled after a gain of 4. A lot of gyrating to get it down to the 49, 48-yard line of the Rams. It'll be 3rd and 6.
Yeah, they're right around the 50. It just makes me think back to the end of the first half when they went for it on 4th down from their 50 and gave the ball back to the Rams on their 39, leading to another touchdown. And how large that looms right now.
Ram 49, shotgun snap to Darnold on 3rd and 6. Line drive throw on the numbers. Backpedaling, chest high catch made. 40-yard line, Hawkinson first down. They get to the 40-yard line, just inside the painted numbers on the grass in Ram territory. Pickup of 10. Move the chains. They're going to assemble again at the line, Kurt.
Man, they're just chunking away. First down after first down.
Darnold will be in the gun again, calling the play as the team assembles at the line. 39 of the Rams, down by 18. Shotgun snap, handoff here, goes to Jones. Right tackle run, gain of about a yard. Stone met head-on by Kobe Turner. It'll be 2nd down and 9. Clock is approaching 3:15 here in the fourth with a 27-9 lead for the Rams.
kind of surprised they ran that there. You know, oftentimes you read the box count, right? Yep. Number of defenders from tackle to tackle. Rams had one more defender as they dropped Curl into the box. They ran it right into him, and he was standing right there to meet Jones at the point of attack.
Ram 37, shotgun snap to Darnold on second. 8-5-man rush, long pass down the middle of the field and incomplete at the goal line. And they were going down there for Jalen Naylor. Right down the middle of the field, it was thrown on a rope. Incomplete pass. It'll be 3rd and 8 for the Vikings.
Well, this is just kind of where Sam Darnold's been the last couple weeks. Naylor had a couple steps on the middle linebacker. Still would have been a great throw in between the linebacker and the safety. But a couple steps on him, and I've seen Sam Darnold make that throw a number of times this year and just couldn't make it happen.
3rd down 8. A pretty important play, I'd say. From the 37. In the gun, the fullback to his left. Shotgun snap to Darnold. Sets in the pocket. 4-man rush. Gets away. Back pedals. Being chased. Hit and sacked. Another sack. Back at the 49. Hoyt. Got him. Michael Hoyt. Comes up the middle. And Darnold could not find any space. They lose 13 yards. And they're back to midfield. And the punting unit comes out for the Vikings. And that promising drive is over.
And again, you can't do it. I mean, you're right there on the edge of field goal range. You need that field goal. You cannot take a sack. You got to throw the football away. Nothing open. Just live for another down.
7 Ram sacks tonight. Here is the long snap, which is ankle high and punted by Ryan Wright, which lands inside the 5 and then goes inside the pylon, down the near sideline, in the end zone, touchback to the 20. It's a 50-yard punt. And we'll take a break. 10-28. Make it 12-01 to play here in the fourth quarter. From the 20 on the touchback, 1st and 10. It is a handoff from Stafford, who got the snap and gave it to Kyren Williams, and he picks up 2, chopping his way over the right guard on the hash to the 22 of the Rams, and the clock continues to go, now under 12 to play in the game with a 27-9 LA Rams lead.
Man, I go back to that 3rd down. I mean, you might be going for it on 4th down in that situation. Or maybe a long field goal, but you need the points. You just cannot hold the football and take a sack. It's been kind of a theme all year long, but really all night long, is Sam Darnold, when he doesn't have his 1, 2, or 3, he's got to just get rid of the football.
Face mask. Defense number 51. 15-yard penalty.
So, I saw that on the replay. Did they throw a flag, though?
I don't know.
I didn't see it. It may have been late. On the ground.
You know, there was a famous non-call on a face mask with these teams back in October in L.A. on Darnold, and it was not called.
You're exactly right, and I thought the same thing when I saw the replay. Like, that was a face mask right there, but I never saw a flag go down on the ground. I saw Matthew Stafford lobbying for it. I'm not sure if that's why it was called, but that was interesting.
All right, Stafford will be under center right now. He's going to crouch under his center limmer at his own 37 with a 1st and 10. Running back is Kyren Williams. Tight end is in motion. There's the snap. The pitch out to Williams over the left tackle. Got a block, 40 on the hash mark, 45. And he's got a 1st down run of 11 yards. Make it 12. What a run by the 1,000-yard running back. In fact, he's done it twice. In the last 2 years, 1,000 yards with a good run there. They get to the 49 and a pickup of 12 on that run by Williams.
Well, and they've thrown the ball more than they've run it tonight. But this is the guy that they believe when they get into these situations, he's got the ability to finish games for them. And that they can just hand it off and continue to pound. They believe in the guys that they have up front. And a nice big run there to move the chains.
So 2 straight 1,000-yard seasons for him. He's an all-pro. He's a Pro Bowl player. 1,300 yards on the ground. 1st and 10. Handoff Williams from his own 49. Breaks free again. 45-40. Foot race to the 30. Far sideline. He stops. He cuts. There's a flag. He tried to plant his foot on the grass. He got down to the 24-yard line of Minnesota. But a flag is thrown at the 35. Two flags.
One back at the line of scrimmage, and then the second one came way late. Tyron Williams was 20 yards down the field when they tossed it out there. Looked like it was in the area of holding, but...
Holding. Offense number 88. 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. First down.
John Hussey, our referee tonight.
The other flag was in a completely different area, so
yes,
I thought
it
maybe it was something on the line of scrimmage, but wide receiver just gets his arms out on the outside of the linebacker. It's what they end up calling there, but and it was very quick. Grab him and let him go, but sometimes it's all a matter of when the official's eyes get to you. What are you doing at that time? Are you cheating a little bit, Kevin?
I don't know.
Maybe it's just a little.
Spot foul, first and 16, 43-yard line of the Rams, under center Stafford. He'll hand off, and it goes to Rivers, who stiff-arms his way over the right tackle. Another flag is thrown, angling to the nearest sideline. He was tackled at about the 47-yard line.
Holding. Offense number 87. 10-yard penalty. First down.
That is the tight end, Davis Allen, who caught a touchdown pass earlier in the game.
You've always told me if you're not cheating, you're not trying, so...
I work with Jerry.
The Rams are really trying hard here. These last couple plays, easy call right there on Allen as he tugs the jersey of Van Ginkle as Rivers bounces to the outside.
When I was at Fox, back when they got the rights in 94, my partner was Jerry Glanville. He would say almost without fail every play, hey, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. So it's funny you say that. Oh, man, what a character, and what a terrific human being. Now they're at the 33, and there's a first and 26, and they got the stamp, and I think they had a penalty against the Rams again.
False start. Offense number 86. 5-yard penalty. First down.
Well, now we got a couple. That's Parkinson.
Safe to say the Rams are trying really, really hard right now.
Fourth flag on the drive. Three on L.A. and one on the Vikings.
Man, it's going the wrong direction.
It is.
They were in good shape down here at the 50-yard line with a first down. Now it's whatever. First and 40. What is it?
It's first and 31.
First and 31.
It's first and 31. Ball back at the 28. Williams back in. Stafford under center. Got the snap. Pitches out to Williams. Over the right tackle. Got a yard. Maybe two. Near the 30 of the Rams before he is brought down. That clock just continues to whittle its way down. Now at 9:35, and it'll be second down and 29. With an 18-point lead for the Rams. A defensive touchdown, two short touchdown passes by Stafford.
I don't think I can overstate how big that last third down was, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're getting to the point now where you're wondering, are we even going to get three more possessions? 9 minutes to go, maybe. But, man, that was so big that they didn't even get a field goal attempt or even a shot on fourth down to get the first down.
Ram 30, second and 29. Stafford under center, got the snap and hands off, and it's Williams who goes vaulting over the right guard, and he's out to the LA 35. He picks up four. Third and 25 coming up, and while all this is going on, that clock is winding down.
Tick, tick, tick. Yep. And you know that the Rams probably are just going to run it here, right? Too far to go. Don't put the ball in harm's way. Don't need any incomplete passes here. Just hand the football off. Be safe. Kick it back. Force the Minnesota Vikings to go the long distance and try to score three times.
Again, Stafford under center. His own 35, third and 24. Receivers in tight. Snap, spin, handoff. Williams stutter steps as he got to the line. Runs on the hash up the middle to the 40 and well shy of the first. They needed to get to about the 41-yard line of Minnesota. So it's fourth down and 18 to go. And here comes the punting unit for the Rams. And again, the clock is now under 8 minutes and ticking with the Rams leading by 18, 27 to 9.
Well, here you go, right? Three possessions, 7.5 minutes or so. You got to start chunking it. You got to start trying to get some chunk throws.
Rams' Ethan Evans will punt for L.A. from our left to our right. Knee-high long snap, right-footed punt. Down it goes to Powell, who lets it bounce in back of him at the five and then trickles into the end zone. Painted Rams blue with Rams and gold block lettering. 59-yard punt. And a timeout. 7:25 in the fourth. Rams 27-9 over the Vikings, and you're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. It's a touchback to the 20 and a first and 10 for Darnold, who drops back in the gun and cocks his right arm and throws a pass down the near sideline, incomplete at the 50-yard line. And they were going for the wide receiver, Jordan Addison, on a dive right in front of the Rams bench below us. Second down 10, Darnold in the gun from his 20, got the snap and hands off, and it goes to Akers, who runs over the center, up the middle between the hash marks, past the 25, and up to the Viking 28. A couple yards shy of the first, gain of 9, make it 3rd and 1. Coming up, they'll march the ball outside the 28 of Minnesota. With Akers, the running back. And a snap under center goes to Darnold with a handoff to Akers, who stutter steps and then plows over that right side. And I think he got as far as his own 30-yard line. And will they move? Yep, they're going to give him the first down. A gain of 1 on the play. 1st and 10 Vikings. Our clock here ticking 6:42 with the Rams on top, Kurt, 27-9.
And they're huddling up.
Yeah.
Such a surprise. Like, can't believe you run it, because you run it, it's going to take extra time, even though I know you have to get the first down. But, man, you got to have another play ready to roll. Got to move a lot faster than this.
Running back is Ty Chandler. Darnold is in the gun. Here is a whistle. Timeout. Timeout taken. 6:24 here in the fourth. And the window is beginning to close for the Vikings as time is running out. And I think your point was there's no urgency for a team that needs 3 scores.
Yeah, I mean, to me, you're in 2-minute mode right now. I mean, why are we not up at the line of scrimmage and going? Even if it's you're going to run it to get the first down, get back up on the line and call one of your plays. Like, if you get the ball out of bounds in a situation, go ahead and huddle up. Clock is stopped, you're good to go. But, man, you don't have time to run the football and then huddle up. You take almost a minute off the clock.
The Rams did not take a timeout, but instead they challenged that last run of Cam Akers, who was trying to backpedal his way into a couple of Ram defenders over the right tackle for a first down. They gave it to him, but the Rams are saying that ball never crossed. He was backpedaling, so his back may have hit the line to gain, but the ball was on his chest as he was backpedaling across.
I mean, I thought his back.
After review, the runner did not get the ball across the line to gain.
Good call.
Hey, do you want to know something?
What? Second down.
You know, that this whole season, right? That's what? Only the second challenge by the Rams this entire season.
That's the only second time they've
only
challenged
the
play?
Yes.
I thought you were going to say that was the only second one you got right all year. But, wow, that's incredible.
You know,
they've only challenged 2 plays all year long? Is that really possible?
Yeah, it is.
That is hard to believe.
I know, it's 6:56 here in the fourth. Again, the sense of urgency really not there for the Vikings. Not that they need it now, but they got a fourth and, what, about a football's length, maybe less, to get a first down and keep this drive going. But they're down by 18 points.
Well, you doubled your record on the year. That's pretty good for you.
Now
you're in fourth down. You're in this situation here where you're probably going to have to run the football again. It's going to take a whole bunch of time off the clock.
Darnold under center. Aaron Jones is in. Quarterback sneak. They push him across, and now he's got the first. He got enough running right over the center. Bradbury led the way. First down. But the clock now at 6.5 and ticking.
And so you probably ask, why challenge that there? But that's exactly why you challenge it, right? Is so you know, right, on 4th and 1, they're not going to drop back and throw the football. They're going to use more time by having to hand the football off for the quarterback sneak, and the clock just keeps chunking away.
Rams 5 in the secondary, 1st and 10, shotgun snap, 30 in Minnesota. Darnold flush from the pocket, running to the near side, throws across his body to the near sideline, and it's caught by the running back Jones, as literally he was standing on the sideline waiting, and on the play, he loses 2. He thought he had some room to roam, and on the near sideline, it was not there as momentum carried him out. So he's back at the 28 of Minnesota.
And quick pressure again. You got so many guys up there. Braden Fist that time creating some quick pressure on Sam Darnold, making him roll out to the side. Have to flip that pass to Aaron Jones.
Another huddle, 5:40, clock ticking in the fourth. Darnold in the gun, his own 28, second down 12. He gets the shotgun snap, a five-man rush, the blitz is on, he's being chased, he's on the far side, numbers, far side, sideline, and he dumps it off to Johnny Mudd, who runs up the sideline, 40, 45, far sideline, after the toss to the 50-yard line and brought down right there in a first down. Wow, that play looked like it was just going to falter, and on second and 12, they pick up 22 with a short pass, Darnold on the run to his tight end.
Rams brought pressure. He thought he was going to be hot. The tackle came off and picked it up, but forced him out anyways. But nice play by Sam Darnold to dump it to his tight end.
On the 50, on the logo, first and 10. Darnold with a lateral pass caught by Jones. He gets a block out there from Bradbury. There's a flag thrown after the catch. He worked his way down to about the 45-yard line, 46-yard line of the Rams. 4:53 on the fourth quarter clock with the Rams on top by 18. And John Hussey again on the field.
Face to the hands. Hands to the face. Defense. Number 37. That five-yard penalty will be enforced in the previous spot. Automatic. First down.
Uncharacteristic penalties tonight against L.A.
Had a number of personal foul penalties as well. But obviously it hasn't made much of a difference. And, you know, we came into the game with all the chaos going on out in L.A. and the fires and the displacement of a lot of these families and players and coming over here to Arizona. How would they respond? Well, man, they have responded in a big, big way.
45 of the Rams, Vikings first and 10, Chandler the back, shotgun snap to Darnold, right tackle ball. Here comes the pressure. Down he goes, sacked again. Callamore came shooting through. Eighth sack by the Ram defense on Sam Darnold tonight. Walks back to the 47-yard line of Minnesota. Wow, it has just been an onslaught. Losing eight on the play on that sack.
You know the big fellas love it when you get into this situation and they know you're going to drop back and throw it and you need big plays. Pin their ears back and come after him.
Second down 18. Back to pass, Darnold after the shotgun snap. He throws a pass to the numbers near side. Diving catch, Naylor slips on the grass. Got down to the 45, 46-yard line of the Rams. And on that play, he picked up about 12. So they're back on positive side of the field. 46-yard line of the Rams, where it is third down and 11 for Minnesota. They got two safeties very deep. Back to pass, Darnold on a shotgun snap. Has time, line drive pass on the hash. Diving catch, 34-yard line made by Addison. And he was in a nest of Ram defenders when he got that pass. A bullet thrown by Darnold. And the ball is down to the 34 of L.A. Are they going to see if it was a catch? He was bobbling it. It was no, he did not get it. He did not get it. That's incomplete. We watched it again. He didn't control it, Kurt.
Well, he had it pinned up against his knee for a second.
3:42, please.
And if he just goes down to the ground like that, it's a catch. But he tries to I don't know what you want to say. Take his hands off the ball and secure the catch. And when he did that, the ball goes out, touches the ground. As you said, they're going to move this one back. It's kind of been the night for Minnesota, right? Hasn't been their night.
No,
haven't been able to make the plays that they've made all year long. And
two clunkers in a row, too.
Yeah,
Last week, Detroit. Now here tonight against the Rams in the playoffs.
So disappointing after winning 14 games and 14-2 to finish like this.
Fourth and 11, Ram 46. Viking quarterback Darnold gets the belt high shotgun snap. He's got time. Winds up. Long arching spiral. Far side. And almost picked off at the goal line. Incomplete coverage by Kinchins. Going for Jefferson. Down the far sideline. Incomplete on downs. It goes to the Rams. And now they can control it. Even though the Vikings have two timeouts, Ball goes back to L.A. at their 46, leading by 18 points and 3.5 to play in the game. Stafford under center, his own 46, hand off to Rivers, who runs over the left guard inside the hash mark and out to midfield. And he is tackled right there. With a gain of 4, second down and 6. With Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner, Kevin Harlan on our sideline, Jody Jackson for the ones who get it done. Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Timeout taken, Vikings, 1 left. And it's looking like the Rams are going to go back home, regroup, and get ready for a cross-country trip to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles next week on Westwood One. You know, this weekend.
The Eagles didn't play their best game yesterday. Found a way to get out of there with a win, but Rams have been playing some good football as of late. It's going to be a good football game.
At the 52nd, 5, snap to Stafford, hand off to Rivers over the right tackle, and he works his way for a gain of about a yard. So there's another timeout, the clock at 3:26, and the Vikings use their last timeout. Timeout on the field. Let's step aside. Commanding 18-point lead for the Rams. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. Third down, 4 for the Rams. They're at the 48 of Minnesota. Stafford under center. The pitch out after the snap goes to Rivers around the left tackle. He's on the numbers at the 50. He corkscrews his way for a gain of about 2 to the 46-yard line of Minnesota, running to the far sideline to the Viking bench. And the clock is ticking at 3:10, so it's 4th and 2, and the Rams are going to, are they leaving their offense on the field?
Nah, they're going to pump this.
No, they got to, right?
They're going to run it all the way down, maybe call one of their timeouts.
Now they bring them off. Now, they were lingering out there for some reason, but the offensive line is still out there.
They are. I think they're just going to call the timeout here.
Yeah,
when they,
yeah. Take a delay a game because the play clock just hit 0, 2:39 to go.
That battle is offense. 5-yard penalty. Fourth down.
Ethan Evans, the punt for the Rams from left to right. Deep back is Powell. Lets it bounce on the far sideline as it bounced right in front of him. Inside the 10 and out of bounds at the 9. Boy, the punters, we've had some terrific placement punts tonight. Really been fun to watch. That was a 42-yarder, and it couldn't be more perfect at the 9. And with no timeouts, Darnold will come out there with 2.5 to go and trailing 27-9. Could they put the tag on Darnold, keep him a year, pay him
below market? But I think the tag is somewhere up in the $40 million
range. It's expensive. I know it. I mean,
for 1 year and...
And to see what you've got with rookie J.J. McCarthy, right?
I mean, I'm with you. Like, it would be hard for me to believe that Sam Darnold, after winning 14 games, would not be back as a starter and get another shot to see if he can be the guy next year.
Vikings have it down by 18 at their own 8 with 2:33 to go and no timeouts. Darnold gets the low shotgun snap. He's at the goal line. He's hit as he throws. Little pass up the middle. Grab there by Sherfield. A belt-high grab at the 15-yard line on the hash mark up the middle of the field of the Vikings. And a gain of 6. The Minnesota 15. Upcoming second down and 4 for the Vikings. Clock is at 2:10 and ticking. Darnold in the gun. Gets the snap, second down and about 3. Pocket holds, quick pass, caught inside the numbers. A two-handed, helmet-high grab in front of his face mask at the 20 by Johnny Munt, who is brought down right there at the Viking 21. Enough for a first down, a pickup of 6, and the two-minute warning is here. With the Rams looking to advance, the NFC West champion Rams on top 27-9 over Minnesota. Let's step aside. Two-minute warning here in Arizona. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. 21-yard line. Two-minute warning, no timeouts. Darnold on first and 10, steps up in the pocket. Hit as he throws, long line drive pass, and over-the-shoulder catch and drop at the 30-yard line. They were going for Addison. Down the far sideline, along the outside portion of the numbers, incomplete, deep in Rams territory. Second down and 10.
Now, I like the idea.
Yep.
I'm not a big fan of just throwing checkdowns in situations like this. If you're in it and you're throwing, attack down the field. If you throw an interception, who cares at this point? So I like the idea of just, hey, get back there. May not be the perfect look. Just let it out there to one of your good players. See if they can just make a play for you.
They did have a conversation with officials that were downfield if the wide receiver, Addison, had hauled it down, made the appropriate number of steps to make it a catch, but...
Really?
Yeah, they were discussing. That's what was holding up the play.
Yeah,
it was clear to us.
Yeah, it looked pretty clear to me.
Yeah, I agree. But that's why we're up here and they're down there. Second down and 10. 21 of the Vikings. Their quarterback, Darnold, gets the shotgun snap. And pump fakes. It grabbed in the ninth set. Back at the 9, Dejon Johnson comes through and makes a sack. I've got 9. I got to keep my tally up. But, I mean, this quarter, I think it is 9 sacks. Yep, I'm counting here. There's 2. There's 3, 4, 5, 9. Wow. What a night. What a night. What a night. So 3rd and 19 from the 12 of the Vikings. Shotgun snap to Darnold. He throws a lateral pass to the near sideline. Caught at the 10-yard line by Jones. Up the sideline, 15 to the 20. Up the near sideline. Got to the Viking 20-yard line. And it will be 4th down and 11. With the clock at 101 and ticking.
How many different guys do you have for those 9 sacks?
Well, let's see here.
They came in with so many different guys.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Am I right? 8 for 9 sacks. Here is Darnold on 4th and 11. Line drive throwed. Incomplete at the 35-yard line. In Viking territory on the near side. Numbers, and that'll do it. No timeouts for Minnesota. Rams will take over on downs. And the Rams are going to advance to the divisional round as NFC West champions, winning here in this neutral site game. And they'll play the Eagles next Sunday on Westwood One. What a win.
What a win.
My goodness.
And again, talking about the young front that they have on the defensive side. 8 different guys getting sacks tonight. Pretty impressive. They got so many different ways in which they can attack you. As I mentioned before, it's going to be a huge...
9 sacks ties an all-time NFL playoff game record.
Wow, okay.
How about that?
All right.
Stafford will be under center. He'll go to a knee, victory formation, and that will be the second-to-last play because the play clock has started, and they'll go to one more knee again here and call it a day. Stafford again under center. Again to a knee, and that's all she wrote. The Rams, with all the turmoil of this past week, riding with them every practice and every trip home, have survived the Vikings on a neutral field necessitated by the wildfires and the tragedy in Southern California. And boy, did they shine well. They win it 27-9 over the Minnesota Vikings, tying an NFL record with 9 sacks. Their quarterback throws 2 touchdown passes. They get a defensive scoop and score, fumble recovery touchdown of 57 yards, and manhandle the Minnesota Vikings 27-9 here in Glendale, Arizona. Impressive any way you look at it.
It was. And, you know, sometimes you just feel, and not that I was rooting for the Rams over the Vikings, but sometimes you feel like all is right in the world when things like this happen, as crazy as this week has been, and the devastation in L.A., and the people in the communities there needing some kind of lift, and, you know, bringing all the families over here and displacing the families and wondering how it was going to play out, and for them to come out and have a solid victory like they did. Who knows what the next week is going to bring in terms of do they get to go back home or not with some of the threats that are still over there. But what a performance by the Rams. Coach McVay getting his guys focused and ready to go speaks to the veteran leadership on this team. But a big congratulations to the L.A. community and the L.A. Rams.
NFL did a great job in moving this here. The Cardinal organization did a terrific
phenomenal job.
Their arms and welcomed this team. Found them hotel rooms and practice facilities for both these teams. It was a major undertaking. The commissioner, Roger Goodell, was actually here with most of his staff from the NFL office in New York. And they've got to feel very pleased that basically because of the way the Cardinals in this area handled it, it went off without a hitch.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to Michael Bidwell before the game, and he was just laying out the list of things that they had to do and the little things you don't think about. I think they had to ship like 200 gallons of paint just so they could get the perfect Rams colors for the end zones. I mean, they just went above and beyond.
Let's go live to the field and Jody Jackson.
Kevin, alongside Kyren Williams right now. Kyren, 16 rushes for you, 76 yards. You had the receiving touchdown. How did you guys pull this off considering everything that you have been through this week?
I think that's what it is. Everything that we've been through, we knew that we had to come together, play as one, be together, and that's what, you know, we came out here to do that. We know we had a lot on our back, but, you know, we got broad shoulders, so we're not afraid of anything that's coming our way. You know, this win was not for just us, but, you know, for the city of L.A.
It was important to strike quick today. That was a unique play to score the touchdown. Tell me about that play.
So I wasn't supposed to. I wasn't even in the route tree at all, you know. I was able to sneak out, to leak out, and Matthew, the great quarterback that he is, he went through his reads and saw me that the, you know, at the end zone, and he threw me the ball. So, you know, sometimes you just got to go make a play, and that's what happened.
You got to tell me about your defense. Nine sacks. God. How were they able to shut down the Vikings?
I think the preparation they put in every single week, you know, with their coaches, through the players, and, you know, being prepared for this moment. We knew that it was a big game for us, and, you know, they showed up and they showed out. And so shout out to them keeping us in the game and allowing us to, you know, as an offense, to go out there and make plays.
Real quick, I know you got to play the Eagles now. You came back from a 1-4 start. You came back through what you had to deal with this week. How far can you go?
We can go as far as we want. We control our own destiny. We're going to keep putting in the work each and every single week to get where we want to be. And, you know, the outcome is going to be like this every time we do that.
One last thing. Whose house?
It's always the Rams' house, no matter where we're at.
Thank you, Kyren Williams. Kevin, back up to you.
All right, Jody, thank you very much. We appreciate the work of Kyren Williams. A big part of what the Rams did tonight in this wild card playoff win against the 14-win Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings won more games than any other wild card playoff team in NFL history, but they had to settle for the 5 seed because they lost last week in Detroit. They had a down game then, they have a down game tonight, and they lose it 27-9 to the Rams. And the Vikings, who had the third best record overall in the NFL, lose it. And the Rams go on to win. The Rams have now won 6 of their last 7. And the Rams, who are NFC West champions, will take this great momentum, having won 10 of their last 12 games overall, to Philadelphia in the divisional round to take on the Eagles Sunday afternoon on Westwood One. 27-9, Rams beating Minnesota and advancing.